Two South Australian men are preparing to attempt something that many would describe as both crazy and inspirational. A world champion triathlete and one of the sport's top organisers are aiming to compete at triathlon's Mecca in Hawaii next year. Now, that might not sound remarkable until you learn that one of them is a quadriplegic and has been wheelchair-bound for more than two decades. Caroline Winter reports.
Sitting in Sid James' backyard in the seaside town of Victor Harbour, it's easy to see the bond he has with Kevin Ferguson.
He's going to get sick of me yelling at him all the time and telling him dirty jokes.
The pair have known each other for more than 20 years, but their friendship is set to reach new heights as they embark on the challenge of a lifetime and complete the Hawaii Ironman, the pinnacle of the triathlon calendar.
My biggest pleasure is seeing the change on his face and his eyes light up, and, you know, that's why I'm doing it. You know, it gives me goosebumps now thinking about how he reacted.
What did you think when Kevin asked you?
I didn't actually believe it because I thought, yeah, I'm only thinking about it. I'd love to do it, and nah. And then when it did sink in, I had tears.
A triathlete himself, Sid James has been a quadriplegic since a bike accident 23 years ago, but he's been dedicated to the sport, creating and running the Victor Harbour Triathlon after his accident, an event the pair plan to compete in ahead of Hawaii.
I don't know what to expect, so I've never done a race this big. I've done small half-distance races. I'm under Kevin's guidance the whole way.
Kevin Ferguson is an age group world champion, including in Hawaii, and Australian Triathlete of the Year. But towing his friend around the grueling course is a whole new level.
After 30-odd years of, you know, doing triathlons and that, you've always got to look for something different, more challenges. Obviously, once we get the chair, I'll be doing a lot of training with a fake dummy in there.
Kevin will swim 3.8 k's with a harness towing Sid in a rubber ducky or kayak. He'll ride 180 k's with a wheelchair attached to the axle of his bike. And then he'll push Sid in the chair for a 42-kilometre run.
I've got to train hard for this, and he's got to do some training as well by losing weight. So, and he's already doing that. He's lost 10 kilos since we first came up with this idea, which, as you imagine, it's hard for somebody that can't do any exercise. He's doing the right work for me as well. So every kilo he loses, a lot easier is for me.
It will be a physical, mental and emotional journey for both. But Sid James has other concerns too.
I'm worried about water because I can't save myself. I hate going anywhere near water now. I hate water on my face, and the next thing is I've got to watch out I don't get too hot, because once you get to a certain temperature, you can't stop your body from burning.
The pair will have to put in a special application to compete in January to make the dream a reality, but it's something Sid James and Kevin Ferguson are both confident of.
All you can do is give it a go. Everything that people said I can't do, I've gone ahead and done it, so even my doctor's calls me an idiot, so does my chiropractor, but other people have given me assurance that I will get through.
You know, this is going to be tough, but we will, as Sid said, we will do it, and we're going to do our most to make sure that it does happen.
World champion triathlete Kevin Ferguson, ending Caroline Winter's report.